Welcome to episode 57 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As I record this week's introduction, it's the Sunday before the show goes live, and I'm feeling just a little bit sleepy, and for a very good reason. This past weekend saw me travel about an hour and a half along the south coast here in the UK to spend a couple of days camping with a few of the members of the Backpackers Club. Now, this gave me the chance to test some of the kit that I've recently been sent, as well as create some new images for my portfolio. But of course, much aside from all of that, it just gave me a great opportunity to meet up with yet more like-minded outdoors and photography types. It was certainly pretty chilly out there, but I can honestly say a fantastic time was had by everyone, and I just felt I wanted to record a spot of audio on the way back just to let you know what I got up to. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 57. It's almost 1 o'clock and a fantastically sunny, bright Sunday afternoon. It's 8 degrees outside and I am on my way back after a fantastic weekend in Dorset. The reason I was there was to meet up with some fellow outdoors people, and this was arranged through the Backpacking Club. I've never been anywhere with those guys before, but they're all very friendly, very welcoming. And it was kind of a chance to test a bit of kit, a chance to chat to similar-minded people, obviously a chance to do some photography for myself, and also to shoot a little bit of video. The whole weekend started on Friday evening for me. I set off at around about, I think it was about 5 o'clock, something like that. I went to the local supermarket and got a few provisions, and then just headed straight down to Dorset. And the location that we all met at was a campsite down there. And I think it was called Church Farm. In fact, I've got a bit of paper here. I'm actually driving along here, so I need to watch the road more than I watch the bit of paper. But Church Farm Caravan and Camping Park. And I'll link to it in the show notes. And this was at a place called Sixpenny Handley, Salisbury, Wiltshire. So essentially Dorset. So I headed off down there. It took me about an hour and 20 or an hour and 30 minutes, something like that. When I turned up, it was 1 degree Celsius. As I pitched my tent, the moisture in the air, it was already beginning to crystallise on the inside as well as the outside of the fly sheet on my tent. But it was really good. Didn't take me long to get there. Met up with some of the people. Once the tent was pitched, I was just finishing off, and actually Gareth from WebTogs, who you may have heard me speaking about before, again there'll be a link to WebTogs, they're an online outdoor retailer and very good too, he rolled up and we had a bit of a chat, and he set up his tent. He wanted me to test a sleeping bag, which the model escapes me, but it's a Nemo something or other. I don't think I will be actually writing any sort of a review for it. It was just a chance to try it out and give my opinion. Not a bad bag. It wasn't for me. It wasn't ideally suited to my uses. But, you know, all the same, good to try stuff out. He gave me that when we met up, and that's what I used for the first night. I've had two nights there. We then walked on down to an area where there was a place to sit and have dinner and have a drink and catch up, not just with each other, but also with the other guys that were there. And that was a really nice introduction to the weekend. That evening, I had this sleeping bag that Gareth asked me to have a look at, but I was also trying out an Outdoor Pacific inflatable mat.
which I forget the spec now, but I'll link to it again. It was, I think it's meant to take you down to about minus five, and it actually was really comfortable. I had, when I first laid down on it, I kind of got the impression that it was actually quite narrow, and I wasn't sure. I just had, although I don't move around a lot in the night, I just had these visions of me rolling off it onto the cold floor in the middle of the night. But actually, as it turns out, it was very good, and I used it both nights. On the second night, I actually went back to using my own sleeping bag. But that was the first night, so by the time we all sort of went back to our respective tents and what have you, it must have been about, I don't know, about 11 o'clock at night, something like that. And yeah, it sort of settled down and it was all really good. And I gather that night, so we're talking Friday night, it got somewhere between about minus 2 and about minus 4 degrees in the end. And one of the neighbouring villages was minus 4, certainly. But I woke up in the middle of the night a number of times, actually, just to say that's more of a reflection on the sleeping bag, shall we say. And yeah, I noticed that the temperature noticeably dropped. But the next morning, as a result, it was, I mean, it was such a clear night and all the stars there, it was lovely. The next morning was just incredible. There was a thick, thick frost over the ground and across the tents and everything, and it was beautiful. And I was up for sunrise, and I was taking photographs, and the sunrise was about, oh crikey, it was about 7 o'clock, something like that. So I got up, fired up my Trangia stove, and I walked over to where Gareth had pitched his tent, and we got a brew on, and we had a chat, and we just watched the sunrise, and it was just fantastic. The colour in the sky was lovely. I say all this frost across the ground and the tents, and I got some really nice early morning, yawning, it's another one of those podcasts, I'm afraid. Yeah, I got some really lovely shots of the ground and a few of the views. There's sort of gates going in through to other fields of the campsite. I got some detail shots as well, which was really nice. Some silhouette of, I don't know whether it's hawthorn bushes or what, but they had some really sort of, yeah, nasty looking spikes and a few sort of berries still on there. And just set against the golden yellow, blending through orange into the kind of the rich blue sky of that early morning, they were just in perfect silhouette, and that was just lovely. So I was really happy with that. I think I shot a little bit of video as well on the Kodak ZX5 that I've been playing with, and that was lovely. So everyone gradually came to, and then incidentally the pictures that I shot, the stills, were as always shot on my D3 with a 24-85 handheld, and quite a high ISO. But yeah, we all sort of, that morning we all went for a cooked breakfast, which was very nice, a nice mug of tea, and then we all did what we did, and then met up at 10 o'clock to go for a hike, a 10-mile walk all around some of the local hills and a bit of woodland, and that was just lovely. Gave me a chance to talk to Gareth. I'm going to give you a big shout out to Phil because he asked me to. So hi Phil, really good to finally meet you. He's one of those people that I've talked to him a fair bit on Twitter, and you know, it's just really nice. It's really good, man, to catch up with you and talk about fitness and training and nutrition and photography and outdoors, all that sort of thing. So yeah, really good to catch up, and I'm sure we'll meet again before too long on a similar event. Anyway, there's your shout out. So that day we were out for this walk, and gave me a chance to catch up with people and get to know people that I haven't met before. Stopping periodically, we stopped at a churchyard for lunch, which is really nice. And 10 miles. I also, while I was out and about, tested some snacks from a company called Pulsin. They do some really nice natural energy bars. And again, reviews will be coming for this, write-ups in the fullness of time. But what I will say, they were really tasty. I thought I shared them around a number of people to try. And yeah, it was just a really nice energy bar. And actually, I didn't take any lunch as such. I thought I'd give it a go just to see what they're like. And actually, yeah, I didn't feel worn out over the course of the walk. They did supply a certain degree of energy. And yeah, just very, very tasty. And the feedback generally from other people was good as well. So that was that. We got back. And that was about 4 o'clock, I think, something like that. So we all just mingled at the campsite, had a bit of a chat. We were talking about tents and equipment and, another one of those sort of opportunities just to talk about this, that and the other. A number of people had to go back home or to go to places. I decided to stay for a second night. One of the things, I decided to have my dinner at in my tent rather than going out down into either. A number of people went to the local pub for dinner. Other people stayed at the campsite, had dinner, and then went to the pub later. I decided to stay there just because, I knew I had an early start, and I'll explain about that in a minute. I knew I had an early start this morning, so I wanted to get a bit of rest and what have you. One of the other items it's the first time I've tried it, and it's going to need a bit more extensive testing, was a Freeloader Pro battery charger. And I used it, I charged it a little bit before I set off, and that was off directly a feed via USB off my computer. Then I charged it a little bit while we stopped for lunch yesterday. Yesterday. And yeah, it was pretty good. And as it turns out, my phone ran out onto the battery symbol was hitting red just about, I don't know, 10 o'clock or something, as I was just thinking about getting into my tent and relaxing and what have you. So I plugged it in there, and it gave it a bit more power. It gave it, I suppose it was, according to the indications, it, at that point, this is a solar panel charger, I should say. So that gave somewhere between 25 and 50% of power. And that equated on my BlackBerry to, and yeah, I am still on BlackBerry. I am looking to go to iPhone or similar in a couple of months' time. That equated to about, probably about a quarter power, or a third to a quarter power. And yeah, it did the job. It allowed me to check Twitter and send a few messages and this, that and the other, and it's all good. One more yawn. I think the reason I'm yawning is I don't feel that tired. I think it's just that we've been quite windswept, and but in a good way. And obviously the cold. And yeah, there you go. But yeah, so I was testing out this Freeloader. The Freeloader Pro actually comes with a thing called a Cam Caddy, which allows you to charge various photography-based batteries, things like AA batteries and some of the smaller camera batteries. Haven't tried that yet because I only took delivery of this a few weeks ago, and what with Christmas and everything, I didn't have a chance. So that was a good first outing. Had a shower this morning at, I got up, set my alarm for 6:15, 6:30, and it was actually, there's quite a lot of cloud cover, so it was actually quite dark. So I took the opportunity to go and have a shower, at which point I tested out a Nitwax. If you don't know who Nitwax are, they make really, really good, I've used them for a long time. Spray on or wash in, or I think they still do a rub on boot application, waterproofing agent. I use it on my tents, on rucksacks, as like I say, you can use it on boots. It's really good. And all your clothing, obviously waterproof. If you've got Gore-Tex clothing, it needs a bit of reproofing, or non Gore-Tex, you can use it on that. What else? Fleeces. All that, really good. And again, I'll link to it in the show notes. So while I was, this week just gone, I was up at the Outdoors Show. And I might actually record a little bit of audio later and separately about that, because that was well worth going to, I thought. But while I was there, I stopped by the Knickknack stand and caught up with them. And I took away one of their sort of pack away sort of travel towels, which is actually very good. And yeah, more of that later in a review. So by the time I got back from the tent, the light was just started to come up, and I set up my Canon G9, which I still use, on time lapse on a Manfrotto compact tripod, the same one that I reviewed at some point last year, and I'll link to the review on the Active Photographer, and just set it to time lapse, and I've got a really nice time lapse of the sun rising. With my tent and everything there. One thing I would say, if you're going to be taking photographs in cold weather or first thing in the morning and you know it's been cold, always worth keeping your battery somewhere warm. I mean, even if you just put it in the pocket of a fleece coat, and I mean, I use a fleece as a pillow up against my rucksack, you know, that will keep it a bit warmer. I found that's a good way to do it. On this occasion with the G9, I didn't. I just left it in the in the camera, and that was in my rucksack, in a little pouch. And yeah, I charged it up before I headed out on Friday, and it had already lost a bit of battery power. So it's always worth bearing in mind that sort of thing, because if you don't have a way to charge it, you're going to come a cropper, and it's going to be a nasty surprise. And you won't be able to take your pictures. But yeah, I did the time lapse. Meantime, I did a bit of some stills on the D3. Also shot a little bit of video as well, which is quite nice. A couple of variations. I won't say any more about that, but I'm going to be putting some stuff up on Facebook, and also I think there'll be something up on Twitter as well at some point for you to see. Of course, throughout the walks, throughout the whole weekend, I've been shooting stills, and I'll be putting them up. Some of the stills will go into a little video that I'm going to put together. Others will just be literally just stills in an album. Yeah, so all in all, it was just a really nice relaxing weekend. You know, it was a really nice example of how I'm able to mix, I say, business with pleasure. I could have left all the various bits and pieces at home and not done any testing, but actually it made perfect sense. A lot of those items, it was the best time to be testing those, and yeah, that was just a number of the items that I was trying out, and it was just really good because it generated conversation. It was good for me to find out what other people have, what other people use, for them to have a look at the products that I was giving a go. And yeah, it's, you know, as I'm driving now, it's what is it? The time is just about 1:15. So, gonna get back, unpack, throw a load of things in the wash. Where because of the temperature, the tent was actually dry, thankfully, when I was packing it up, so there's no need to unpack it. However, the ground sheet and the inner of the tent, the base of the inner, because of the core body temperature and all the rest of it, condensation, that's going to need to be hung up to dry. So I've got to do that, unpack stuff, do a little bit of work ahead of work that and commitments that are coming up in the following week. So yeah, not really a lot more to say about that. It's just been a really nice weekend. Really nice way to finish off it. We didn't have any rain. It was just a nice chill in the air. Very bright, very clear. And as I drive back, I say it's still 8 degrees according to the readout on the car. And yeah, the sun is just starting to get a little bit lower. Rich golden sunlight, which, as you know, I love Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of autumn and winter lighting. It's just so warm, and pictures always look really nice in it. Yeah, so watch out for more content as and when I put it together and post it. Usual places, Twitter and Facebook. If you've got any trips that you're making, or that you, places you think are worth going to, if you're a backpacker or a photographer. Oh, that reminds me. One of the other things that I did discuss with a number of people, and I'm starting to give a lot more thought to, is the Active Photographer Jolly, the photography weekends. Those are going to be, I'm going to be starting those up again this year. You'll remember that I did a tester weekend with a number of people last year. Very well received. Some really good feedback, which I've taken on board. There's some really exciting collaborations that are going to be happening through the Active Photographer with a number of people, a number of companies. That is for you guys that come on these photography weekends. It's just going to be fantastic. You're just really going to love it. It's going to be a great experience, great opportunity for you. I'm going to be, as I say, putting out more information. I've still got to get my head around a number of logistical and logistical factors and things. So, you know, we're almost there, and really good. So those of you that have been waiting for updates, don't worry, they are on their way. For those of you that are listening to this, who I met this weekend, all of you, it was really nice to meet you. You know, it's always nice to meet, as I said at the start, people from the outdoor communities, from the photography communities. There's a lovely overlap there. And those of you that are interested in the Jolly, I'll be linking in the show notes to that, because there is a page already set up. You can see what we got up to on the last one. There's a Flickr. On Flickr, there's an album with pictures. There's feedback. You can hear what people said. So, yeah, that's the other thing that I was thinking about this weekend. And yeah, really, really looking forward to that. But yeah, on that note, I'm almost back at base. I'm going to start unpacking everything. And as ever, you guys know me, one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to put the kettle on and say hello to Office Cat and Studio Cat, you will know. And yeah, just see the rest of my my weekend, which is actually going to be now a working weekend because I've got too much to be getting on with. Yeah, lovely weekend. Really enjoyed it.
Be sure to keep an eye out for those updates over the coming days and weeks. I'll be sharing all of my pictures, videos and reviews just as soon as I get the chance. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.